Morning, this is Kathleen reading from John 15, verse 18 to 27 from the NIV. The world hates the disciples. If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world. But I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Remember the words I spoke to you. No servant is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obeyed my teaching, they will obey yours also. They will treat you this way because of my name, for they do not know the one who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not be guilty of sin. Now, however, they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father as well. If I had not done among them what no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have seen these miracles, and yet they have hated both me and my Father. But this is to fulfill what is written in their law. They hated me without reason. When the counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. And you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. This is a lovely chapter, chapter 15, about the vine and the branches, about how we abide in Jesus to bear fruit for him, and we've been chosen. And then we come on to this hard saying that there will be persecution when we truly follow Jesus. And this was true in the New Testament times. And even living in 2022, we can expect persecution if we follow Jesus. We know that in New Testament days, many were hounded and they were imprisoned for their faith, and some were put to death. And in this century, thousands of people are persecuted, even unto death, and imprisoned, and their families suffer because they follow Jesus and refuse to compromise. Countries like North Korea, Nigeria, Iran, Afghanistan, many, many people suffer. In this country, we are free to worship, but there are subtle things happening, harassments. And many who speak against the norm in society, they are penalised in their workplaces. And so we want to pray today for those people who do suffer discrimination because of their faith. Let's pray. Father, first of all, we thank you that we're adopted into your family. We're chosen by you. And Jesus calls us to bear fruit for him. But we want to think today of many Christians around the world, totally committed to you, under governments who repress them and persecute them because they believe in Jesus. And we pray, Lord, for many in prison, that you will give them strength to bear, and especially for families who are living without father in the home because they're in prison or they can't get work. Lord, we thank you for the work of Open Doors, of the Voice of the Martyrs, who support these people. And so we pray for change in government policies, Lord. for freedom that we take so much for granted in our country. And then we pray for people, teachers, who sometimes have to stand up against policies that come in their teaching schedules, for NHS workers, and for students who find it hard and may be isolated when they stand up for what they believe in. Father, we just pray for courage. We thank you that at the end of this chapter it talks about when the Holy Spirit comes. And we pray, Lord, for each of us to have the courage to speak out against injustice and speak up for you, Lord. So today, Lord, we thank you that we can call upon you, and we ask, Lord, for your presence to be a living reality to us. Thank you, Lord. Amen.